I'm John Moinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Monday in boys golf, the 1A District Tournament at St. Edmund, AGWSR placed fourth as a team. Individually, AGWSR's Lane Rose advanced by placing fourth with 75 strokes. The 1A District Tournament at Lake Mills was rescheduled to today, including West Fork. At the 2A District Tournament at Columbus Catholic, Applington Parkersburg was first place to qualify. Grundy Center qualified by placing second. Individually, Owen Larson of South Hardin and Aspen Briggs of South Hardin did not qualify. Boys soccer, 2A Substate 1 first round is aired on 104.9 KLMJ. Hampton Dumont Cal beat Humboldt 3-2. 2A Substate 2 first round is aired on 99 The Wave. APD&H beat Iowa Falls Alden 7-2. Girls soccer, Dyke and Hartford tied Union 1-1. Clear Lake beat Hampton Dumont Cal 4-1. Number 14 in 1A Iowa Falls Alden beat Wright County 10-1. In baseball, AGWSR beat Collins Maxwell 12-2 in 5 innings. In Game 1, Webster City beat Clarion Goldfield House 15-0. Game 2 was suspended. Clear Lake at Hampton Dumont Cal was rescheduled Wednesday. In Game 1, Algona beat Iowa Falls Alden 17-0 in 4 innings. Game 2 was suspended. In softball, Baxter beat AGWSR 7-3. And Clarksville beat Turkey Valley 12-0 in 4 innings. On today's schedule in boys golf, West Fork will be at the 1A District Tournament at Lake Mills. Girls soccer, number 8 in 1A Applington Parkersburg will host Columbus Catholic. In baseball, AGWSR will host Baxter. South Hardin will be at Belle Plaine, and West Fork will host Nevada. In softball, Hampton Dumont Cal will be at AGWSR. Two local teams and an individual advanced from Monday's Boys District Golf Tournaments, securing state tournament appearances. Applington Parkersburg and Grundy Center advanced from the 2A District at Columbus Catholic at Gates Park Golf Course. The Falcons placed first with 312 strokes, and the Spartans were second with 316. Individually, Nate Peters and Brandon Hartbarger led the Falcons with 77 strokes to tie for fifth place. Benny Waller and Jackson Clespies tied for ninth at 79 to round out the team scoring. Judd Jarovsky was the individual medalist with 70 strokes. Jackson Kiewit was third with 76. Weston Martins tied for 25th with 84. And Eli Wegman and Evan Blythe tied for 35th with 86. They've all advanced to the 2A state tournament at South Hills Golf Course in Waterloo. AGWSR competed at the 1A district hosted by St. Edmund at Lakeside Municipal Golf Course and was just outside of qualifying as a team by placing fourth with 321 strokes. Individually, Lane Rose placed fourth with 75 strokes to advance. He'll compete at the 1A tournament at Westwood Golf Course in Newton. The state tournaments will be Tuesday, May 26th and Wednesday, May 27th. APD&H defeated Iowa Falls Alden 7-2 to begin the boys' soccer playoffs Monday in a 2A Substate 2 first-round game, as aired on 99 The Wave. The Cadets had upset on their minds when Owen Penning fired in a goal 5 minutes into the game for a 1-0 lead. But the United came back on fire by answering with 3 goals in the next 3 minutes. They widened the margin with 3 more later in the half for a commanding 6-1 halftime lead. In a stalemate of a second half, Lawrence Randall cut Iowa Falls Alden's deficit to 6-2 midway through the second half on a penalty kick, but APD&H's Zion Uhlenhop answered with his second of 2 goals a few minutes later to complete the scoring. United coach Cody Cummings.
We were playing really well in the first half. You know, we let kind of easy one slip through on the back line there when we were a little high, and they had a good angle and they had a good run, put that one in. But aside from that, we possessed very well, we passed very well and communicated, and just the team worked as a very good unit in the first half to put up a good amount of goals.
Uhlenhop, Connor Weedman, and Max Cummings each scored twice, with one by Cooper Mulder. IFA coach Jake County says the team competed hard.
Second half, I mean, we finished the game 1-1 in the second half, so I think everything that we told our boys coming into halftime, they really adjusted and they took it to heart. And they, as you can tell, it ends up working out in the second half for us, and, you know, holding the 1-1 can't be, you know, any... I mean, I'm really proud of the boys for accepting those challenges and being able to meet those standards and everything like that, all those expectations we had in the second half. And they battled their butts off, and I'm just thankful for the 6 seniors that played tonight and, you know, how hard they worked in general. I know that we have a bunch of holes to fill in that for next year, and I'm just really thankful for the leadership that those guys provided.
IFA has closed its season at 2-15. APD&H has advanced to a substate semifinal at number 10 and 2A Nevada on Wednesday, May 27th. The Hampton-Dumont Cowboys soccer team advanced to the second round of 2A Sub-State 1 action with a 3-2 win at Humboldt Monday on 104.9 KLMJ. Humboldt took the early lead in the first half when Callan Johnson scored with about 28 minutes and 12 seconds remaining. Hampton-Dumont Cal answered with about 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half when Oziel Trevino scored the equalizer. The Bulldogs took the lead before halftime on a goal by Jordan Sosa-Martinez with 19 seconds remaining. Sosa-Martinez says communication helped set up the goal.
We got to communicate a lot. So when I was, who was it that, Hyro, he was about to shoot the shot and I told him to drop it and he did, and then that's when I scored with my weak foot and I was very excited. He went up to me, he's like, good communication.
In the second half, Johnson had a chance to tie the match on a penalty kick, but Hampton-Dumont Cal goalkeeper Joe Cruz made the save to keep the Bulldogs in front 2-1. Trevino scored his goal with about 12 minutes and 32 seconds remaining to extend the lead to 3-1. About a minute later, Humboldt was awarded another penalty kick, and Nico Christensen converted to cut the deficit to 3-2. The Bulldogs held off the Humboldt push from there, with a score staying at 3-2 until the end. Trevino says the postseason win meant even more after the Bulldogs tied Humboldt twice during the regular season.
It feels really amazing. Like, I was really passionate, as you guys can see there, but we really needed this win, and especially in the postseason, you can't let anything go back, and it's just like winner takes it all, and you have to get everything that you got.
They've advanced to take on number 2 and 2A Unity Christian in a sub-state semifinal on Wednesday, May 27th. The West Fork track and field teams had multiple state meet qualifiers and two program record performances at Thursday's Class 1A state qualifying meet at St. Ansgar. The girls' 4x100-meter relay team of Alyssa Wood, JoJo Schmidt, Evie Heitzhusen, and Talia Pomeran won in 51.87 seconds to automatically qualify. It also broke the program record of 51.97 set in 2012. The girls' 4x400-meter relay team of Heitzhusen, Daisy Huff, Wood, and Pomeran also automatically qualified with a first-place time of 4 minutes 16.20 seconds. Briley Dickman added another automatic qualifying performance by winning the shot put in 36 feet 1.25 inches. The boys 4x200-meter relay team of Dax Sunken, Brett Baer, Hayden Freyholtz, and Rylan Dornkamp won in 1 minute 33.13 seconds to automatically qualify and break the previous record of 1 minute 34.41 seconds set last season. Sunken also automatically qualified in the discus with a first-place throw of 156 feet and 2 inches. The girls' 4x200-meter relay team and sprint medley relay teams of Wood, Huff, Heitzhusen, and Pomeran also were added to the state field with at-large bids. Dornkamp also earned an at-large bid in the boys' 200-meter dash. The state meet will be Thursday, May 21st through Saturday, May 23rd. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Mowingcall.